music team. We will see them again later, but they've done an incredible job this evening, and some of them on quite late notice. So, yeah, give them a round of applause. They've been fantastic. Let me just organise my notes a little bit. So, I want to extend my welcome to you guys again. I know a lot of you have travelled a little way to be here, which I really appreciate. And, yeah, that just means a lot to me. For those of you who don't know me, and I can see a few people out here who I don't know, my name's Lucy. I'm 20 years old. I've been living in Melbourne this year, studying a Bachelor of Arts at uni. I was very, very fortunate to be a youth here at this youth group, and I was even luckier to have the privilege of leading the youth last year as a youth leader while I was on my gap year. So I'm very glad to be back and very pleased that Amy wanted me to speak to you, even though I did volunteer myself a little bit. However, before I begin though, I would really like to just pray together once again. So, Lord, I just thank you for this incredible night and the wonderful people that you've brought together to be here. Father, I just pray that as I talk to them and as I share your love and your word with them, God, that they will be your words and your truth and not my own, God, but that you would really allow me through my words and through my testimony to speak your truth into their lives, Lord, and just show a little bit of the wonderful Lord that I am so lucky to serve and love, Lord. I just pray your blessing over this time and that, yeah, you will really just fill this place, Lord. Amen. So, thank you for being here again. I'm mostly tonight going to be talking a bit about what God's been teaching me this year and what he's been doing in my life since I moved out of home. But before I begin, especially for the people who are here who maybe don't know me so well, I'm just going to start with a very brief testimony about my walk with the Lord so far. And mostly about sort of what God was to me before this year, because I think for me this year has been really pivotal in my faith, and yeah, it's been a very major part of my journey so far. So as I mentioned before, I was very, very lucky to grow up in a Christian family. My parents still attend this church, and my brother is at this youth group. So yeah, I've been very privileged to grow up knowing the Lord and knowing his love and the promise that he has for me. Again, as I said, I went to church and youth group pretty much my whole life, and I went to kids' church as a primary school kid. And I definitely think to anyone who sort of knew me a bit, I would have looked like I was doing all the right Christian things, and I really loved God, and I really wanted to be here, which is all true. But in reality, I just know that I had no idea what a relationship with the Lord was like, and I had no idea what it was like to live a Christian life and not just do Christian things. At the beginning of last year, which is when I started my gap year, I made a lot of unhealthy decisions, and I chose to invest in relationships and in the lifestyle that did not grow my relationship with the Lord, but definitely pushed me further from that into a lifestyle that was very much fulfilling my own desires and fulfilling the things that the world said should be important and should make me who I was. So by the middle of the year, I definitely felt very lost. I felt quite alone. I felt very broken, and I was just dealing with a lot of mental health issues and body image issues and things that a lot of people probably didn't realize was going on, but it was all, I think now looking back, just a direct result of Christ not being present in my life. In September of last year, a friend convinced me to take some time off work and go to, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with the camping program, Seas Camps, which are such a wonderful organisation, but she convinced me to take time off work to go to a young adults camp called BTCs, which was for a weekend. And I think from that point, God really started working in my life in very visible ways. I went into that camp being so confused about where my faith stood in my life and what Christ looked like in my life. And by the end of it, I'd had such an incredible experience where I could no longer deny that God was the Lord of the earth. Basically, I was praying a lot during one of the worship sessions, and I was actually filled with the Holy Spirit, and for the first time in my life, I was gifted with the ability to speak and pray in tongues, which, if you're not quite sure what that is, it's basically the language of the Holy Spirit, and it's a very difficult thing to explain, even as somebody who has experienced it. But, yeah, that was incredible, and that was, for me, a real answer to a prayer that I had in my heart for a long time, that God would encounter me in a very real way so that I could, yeah, really understand and know that he was real and working in my life. So since then, I have definitely still had a very roller coaster of a faith, as I'm sure most people always do, regardless of where you're at with the Lord. I think something that's definitely been instrumental in cementing that for me is this year I've lived at Q Student Residence in Melbourne, which is run by a Baptist church there. And it's just been really encouraging and really amazing to me the amount of people that I've met, whether they be older or the same age as me or acting as peers or mentors, just all these people that have shown me what it's like to live a Christian life every day and how that looks, and just people who love the Lord because they know him and because they spend time with him and not just because that's the right thing to do. So that's been really amazing for me. And that's more or less where I'm at the moment. It's obviously still a work in progress. I'm still learning a lot of things every day, but it's a faith that I'm very thankful to have and very lucky to have. When I volunteered to speak tonight, there were a lot of things that I wanted to talk about, a lot of things that immediately came to mind, and so I've kind of tried to put those into a cohesive flow of a talk. So, and I've also tried very hard to stick to the time constraints because there were so many things that I wanted to say, but I've timed it and it should be okay. I know that as a young person, for me definitely, my life can often be very hectic and I can have a lot going on, whether that's uni or commitments with friends or travelling between Melbourne and Wangaratta, whatever that may be, and I'm sure that's the case with a lot of you, with school and work and all sorts of other commitments that we have in our lives. And sometimes I know that I find it really hard to find time to myself, especially living with 50 other people, let alone time to sort of dedicate to really reading the Word and spending time in prayer and listening to the Lord. But something that I have learned a lot about this year is the value of prayer. And that's the first thing that I want to encourage you guys about tonight, the importance and the value of praying. I think that we often forget that prayer is a form of worship. It's a way for us to communicate with our God, to connect with him, to talk to him and have him talk back. It's like if you think about how many people, we have in our lives that come and go just because we don't really keep in contact anymore. And that's what it's like with God. Because we have a relationship with him and because we know him and he wants to know us, if we don't spend that time with him and if we're not talking to him daily and multiple times daily, there's just absolutely no way that we can maintain a relationship of any kind with him that's good and nourishing to us. And that's something I've really learned this year, that when you are dedicating time to prayer and when you are like really praying often, you learn a lot more about what God wants for you and about how he's going to implement that in your life. Obviously, we never quite know anything with God, but it's a really good peep into sort of what he has in store for us. The thing that I think I find the most mind-boggling about prayer is that God actually doesn't need it, and he already knows all the things that we're going to bring to him before we do, and he knows them even if we don't. But the thing that's amazing about prayer is that God wants us to bring that to him because he wants us to have that relationship with him. He wants us to be seeking him and looking for his plan and his way above our own. And that's something that I find amazing, that God, who made the heavens and the earth and the mountains and the oceans, already knows what I'm thinking, but still wants me to tell him about it. And I think that's just such a privilege that we often forget that we have as people who follow Christ. And that's so amazing to me. Something that's been really hard for me to understand is that God doesn't always answer our prayers when we want him to. He also doesn't often do it in the way that we think he's going to. And I can just think back to so many prayers that I've prayed that now, looking back at where I am with my life and where I am with my faith, just how those things would not have been helpful things for God to grant to me. And I want to encourage you guys that if you feel like God is not answering your prayers, or if you feel like God doesn't hear you, he does. But he knows so much more about us than we could ever imagine, so much more about us than we know about ourselves. And if he's not answering our prayers, there's a reason. And if he's not answering our prayers in the way that we think, we should be so thankful when he does, and in whatever way he does that. Basically, for me this year, prayer has helped me understand a lot about how, a little bit about how God works. And it's also helped me to accept that his plan's better than mine, and that the prayers that he does grant are for my good, and the prayers that he doesn't grant are also for my good, which is something that I really want you guys to remember, that whatever you're praying for, whatever God gives you is exactly what you need, and he's not going to give you any more or any less than that. So that's a lot about prayer, but prayer is very important, so I want to encourage you guys to spend time in intentional prayer, not just a quick, "Dear God, thank you for today, amen," before you go to bed. I want you guys to really start investing time into praying, because it's so worthwhile. Another thing I've been really learning about this year, which has been something that I've always struggled with, is the power of the Bible. And not that I've so much struggled in the past with the power of the Bible, but with the reading of the Bible. I've often found that really hard to do on a regular basis, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. But this year, I've just been learning about how, again, the Bible is another way for us to communicate with God, but mostly for God to communicate with us and to show us his plans for the world, and to let us know his laws and his ways, and just a little bit about how he works. 1 Corinthians 2 tells us, "This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." And this is a bit confusing, but basically what I take from this is that the Bible has God's wisdom in it, and that is so much better than any human wisdom could ever be. It also means that since we have these words and it explains all these things about God's heaven and about God's plan, we know so much more about what God has planned for us than when we don't read the Bible. And the Bible is just such a great way for us to understand how everything kind of fits together. I have also always struggled reading the Old Testament. I think I just have in my head that the Old Testament is just a bunch of laws and a bunch of things that God has said that we have to do. And the Old Testament just seems kind of boring, especially because, like, since Jesus has come, we're under this new promise and this new covenant where we don't have to abide by those laws that the Israelites did, and we don't live by the Jewish faith anymore but by the Christian faith. So I've always found it really easy to discount the Old Testament, but I have been reading more and more Old Testament this year, and it is so interesting. There are so many battles and so many just really intense moments, but the thing that I think I've found the most incredible about the Old Testament is how much it speaks to God's faithfulness. Like, if you actually read about the Israelites in the Bible, how many times the Lord provides for them when it seems like he's not going to. Like, probably the most obvious example of this is when the Israelites are wandering in the desert for 40 years. And God sends down manna from heaven, which is what they eat when they're in the desert. And it's just incredible that even though the Israelites are in the desert with nothing else around them, and it's really horrible because they've just been driven out of Egypt and haven't got to the promised land yet, But God provides for them out of seemingly nothing. And the Old Testament, just time and time again, for me, it just proves God's faithfulness. And it proves how much he loves us, even when it seems like things are at their worst. So I really want to encourage you guys to delve into your Bibles and to start reading them really earnestly, because the more we explore his word and the more that we explore what he has said to us, the more we get to know about him and the more we can grow closer to him. And also, the Bible has so many cool stories in it. Like, it's a really good read, and I encourage you guys to seek that more. The last thing that I want to bring to you guys this evening is probably the most important thing I've been learning about this year, possibly the most applicable to a lot of you, especially older youth. I think living at QRes, being surrounded by people who are my age and living their faith and so firm in it and so passionate about the Lord, something I've been learning is how to live a Christ-like life and how to have a faith that is in my daily life and a faith that I choose to partake in, and one that is very personal to me. So I've been learning how to have a faith that is not my parents and not one that I'm having just because it's the right thing to do or because it's what I've always done, but how to have a faith that I chase daily and that I implement daily as well. So for me, that looks like taking every opportunity to go to church events, taking every opportunity to speak the word of the Lord in my daily life. And I think things like making specific time to read my Bible and do a devotion and really pray in earnest for about an hour or so, which, of course, is not always possible every day, but doing it as much as I can and just implementing God into my daily life and not making it this separate thing that I do on Fridays and Sundays, I think has been a really big thing for me to learn how to do, but also something that's really, I guess, strengthened my faith in a really big way. And I think the thing about learning more about God, for me at least, is that it's made me so fearless to proclaim the word of the Lord, especially when I'm around non-Christian people. I have absolutely no problem or worry or fear with non-Christian people talking about how great the Lord is and the things that he's done in my life. And even if they think it's a bit strange or think I'm a bit weird, I know that I'm, you know, living the truth of the Lord, and so that doesn't matter to me anymore because I just know how great he is and how real he is. And I think that's been the biggest thing that I've noticed in myself this year, that I don't shy away from those difficult conversations anymore because I know that the Lord goes with me and that if I do get stuck, that's okay. He still loves me and I know that I love him as well. I want to really, for the youth, really encourage you guys not to live the life that is proclaimed around us. I want to really encourage you guys not to chase the success and the lifestyle that you see on social media and in a lot of films. I think that something we often learn all too late is that God is the only thing that we can gain that satisfaction from. God is the only thing that can fulfill that hole that we often feel. And take it from someone who tried a lot of things to gain their worth that were not God. Having the best clothes, having the nicest makeup, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend is not going to fill that hole. It's just not. And I used to put my worth in things like clothes and how I looked and what boys thought of me and what my friends thought of me and what people who are older than me thought of me. But that's not the life that we're called to live. And I really want to say that to you guys tonight, that we are called for something greater. We're called to serve a Lord who loves us who died for us and who is very real and very active in your life, whether you know that or not. Nothing that I say can actually ultimately make you make that decision. Nothing that anyone else says can make you make that decision. God doesn't want you to come to that decision because someone told you to. He wants you to come because you want to and because you choose to live a life dedicated to Him. I'm also going to be very honest that that's a very hard way to live. It is full of difficulties. John 16 is pretty clear about that. It says, in this world you will have trouble. But it also says, in the words of Jesus, but take heart, for I have overcome this world. Now, to me, this means that God is obviously very aware that it's hard to be a Christian, especially in 2018. It's very hard to be a Christian. But He also wants us to know that He's actually bigger than this world, and He's actually greater than any situation that we find ourselves in and any problem that we face. So when you put your trust in God, you're putting your trust in the maker of the universe. You're putting your trust in someone who loves and knows you so much that He looked at the earth and He made you specifically for the place that you are at. And I want you guys to know that. I want you to know that wherever you are tonight, within yourself and maybe within your home life and maybe within school, I want you to know that God loves you and He put you there for a reason. And not only that, but He values where you are. He values you. You have so much worth to God. You are wanted by God. You are loved by God. And He knows where you are. He sees where you are. He sees that things are hard sometimes. He sees when things are great. And He does that for a reason. And if you start praying to God, if you start listening to His word, if you start seeking Him, you will start to understand what that reason is. I just want to end here, because I've talked for long enough, I think. But I want to end here by saying very simply to seek Jesus. Because He is worth having a relationship with, and He's worth knowing personally and intimately and daily. There's more to life on earth that we currently live, and we are called to strive for heaven. We are called to strive for the ways of an almighty God who knows and loves each of you and sees your worth every single day. I want to encourage you guys to live for more. But I want to encourage you guys to do it because you want to. And not because I told you to, not because your parents told you to, not because your friends at youth group told you to, but because you want to. And because you recognize that the Lord is so much greater than anything we can understand. There are so many other things that I could share with you guys about God, and about the plans that He has for you. But this is where I'm going to leave this part of the service. I want to thank you all very much for listening to me speak, even though I'm very much not done for the evening in general. It's such a privilege to speak in a place that's very dear to my heart and with people who I know and love so much and so well. In saying that I love you all so much, it's nowhere near as much as God loves you. And I want to remind you of that if you're feeling like you're going through a hard time at the moment and things are tough. God loves you and He knows what you're going through, and it's going to be okay because He has a plan. If there's anything I said tonight that's confusing or that you have questions about or just anything in general you'd like to chat about or pray about, please don't hesitate to come see me after the service. Have a chat to me. Have a chat to one of our other youth leaders. We'd love to support you and have a chat about whatever it is. Yeah, I'm just going to close in prayer before we head into a time of communion. Dear Lord, I thank you that you have such a love for each of us. I thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for every life in this room, Lord. I just pray for those that don't know you, Lord, that they will come away from tonight understanding a little bit about how incredible you are and how much you adore them, Lord. I just pray that you bless everybody here, God, that you surround them with your love and that they will know how much you care for them, God. I thank you that we can meet here tonight, God, and I pray that you'll bless the rest of the service this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.